You're listening to the Texas Standard.
In 1985, Pedro Solis Sosa was sentenced to death for kidnapping and killing a sheriff's deputy in Wilson County. Prosecutors allege that Sosa killed Ollie Childress Jr. with the officer's own pistol after robbing a bank. Sosa's always maintained his innocence. Well, on Wednesday, Sosa found out he won't be executed after all. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals ruling that because of his intellectual disabilities, killing Sosa would be unconstitutional. Instead, he'll serve life in prison. Joining us now to talk about the ruling is Robert Dunham. He's the executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center in Washington. Robert, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me on.
The definition of intellectually disabled when it comes to the death penalty has been a bit of a gray area for some time. Is that starting to become more clear, at least in terms of the law?
The Supreme Court is attempting to clarify that. The definition of intellectual disability is relatively clear in medical circles, but states that have been carrying out executions have been creating their own definitions. They've made it so that some people who are intellectually disabled will still be executed.
You know, I seem to recall that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled back in March that the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals had improperly sentenced a death row inmate here in Texas, Bobby Moore. As I recall, the court said that the medical standards didn't follow a proper legal framework. What about in this case? Was the decision in Bobby Moore's case part of the decision here for Mr. Sosa?
It was. Texas had used a set of factors called the Briceño factors. And those factors were essentially, as the court said, a bunch of lay stereotypes about intellectual disability that had nothing to do with whether someone actually was or wasn't intellectually disabled. Instead of looking at whether they had deficits in adaptive functioning and significant impairments in intellectual functioning, the court in Texas engrafted this requirement under the Briceño factors that you ask a series of questions, including, did people who knew the person growing up think that they were intellectually disabled? Were they able to lie successfully and avoid detection? Things like that have nothing to do with whether you are or aren't intellectually disabled.
Well, let me understand something then. Under these new sort of emerging standards, does this mean there needs to be a medical determination of intellectual disability before the court can make a determination that the death penalty is appropriate in a given case?
Not strictly so. There has to be a court determination that a defendant meets the clinical criteria for intellectual disability. So you don't need necessarily have a medical determination, but you are going to, in each case, have experts testifying that somebody does meet those criteria.
As you look toward the future, are we talking about a trend that really constrains the court's ability to sentence people to death in the future? How do you see this as part of the bigger picture?
Well, I think that what it will do is it'll make it clearer how you go about deciding whether someone is eligible for the death penalty. Instead of having lay stereotypes being used, you will have to pay closer attention to the clinical definitions. That will make the determinations, I think, more accurate. And it will also have the effect of excluding some people from the death penalty who in the past were still being subjected to it.
Looking at the way that the definition is sort of evolving here, might say that this is sort of a broadening of the definition of intellectual disability. And I think some listeners may wonder, well, are we going to see more defense attorneys try to prevent their clients from being sentenced to the death penalty using these new standards? Are we going to start to see that as a part of the defense in the sentencing phase?
That's a very good question. And the answer to that is no. This actually is not broadening anything. It's saying that the established standards should be enforced. So what we've actually seen is that there is a fixed set of standards that are pretty clear in the medical community. States that want to execute people who have intellectual disability have been creating their own rules that have artificially narrowed the definition. The United States Supreme Court is saying you've got to apply the established clinical definition. That definition hasn't changed. It's just being made clearer.
Robert Dunham is the executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center. Mr. Dunham, thanks so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
My pleasure.